up.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
How are you? I hope you had a lovely long weekend. Over it on Saturday. Sunday. On Sunday, the 16th of March. Just checking the calendar, guys. On Sunday, the 16th of March, 98 FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan turned 5.
Woo! Happy birthday to you.
5 years of this.
Five years. I cannot believe it.
Yeah, it's amazing. What a fun 5 years it's been.
I know, we've been so lucky to get to do this for five years.
Yeah,
two best pals getting to chat away and wake you up every morning. It is a privilege. And thank you so much for joining us over the last 5 years.
Yeah.
We really, really do appreciate you.
It's such a fun job. It's ridiculous that we get to do this every morning and we absolutely love it.
No, Brendan, who let two BFFs on air?
No.
Do you know what I mean?
No, it's actually, it is so brilliant. I was off over the last 2 weeks and it was also my own personal birthday.
Brendan's happy birthday.
Thank you so much.
Brendan's birthday.
My birthday's on the 8th of March.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm coming with a question now based off the fact that it's the show's 5th birthday and it was my birthday as well.
Yeah.
How long are you allowed to leave birthday cards up for? Because I've been sitting at home for 2 weeks with not much to think about or do.
Are they still up?
So they actually are still up. I meant to take them down yesterday and I ended up forgetting. I just sat down and watched Dairy Girls. It's now the 18th of March.
Okay, so you've had your birthday cards up for 10 days, if not longer.
If not longer.
People might give you a pre-birthday beforehand. Card.
Yeah. So I'm wondering, what is the rule? How long do you leave birthday cards up for?
I don't feel like I leave mine up for that long.
Yeah.
But maybe a week.
A week.
Maybe a week for me, yeah.
Okay.
I'm trying to think back. Probably a week.
Well, I've done it for 10 days this year, which is kind of an accident.
But I also think it's lovely because it's just it's a lovely thing to get a card. It's so thoughtful.
It is. It's
especially
so
thoughtful. Especially in the digital age.
Yes, absolutely. So,
a heartfelt handwritten note.
Listening this morning, have you got a rule for this? Maybe you're someone who doesn't even put them up at all. Do you read it and put it away? Do you keep it?
I do keep some cards,
after
I put them up. If I really love a card, I've loads of yours.
Yeah.
Especially the most recent one that you gave me, it was Tots TV.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, somewhere in this cupboard there's a cake.
So,
how long do you keep them up for and do you keep them?
Yeah, we'd love to know this morning. Tuesday morning on 98 FM.
This morning we're having a chat about how long you keep your birthday cards up in your gaff. Brendan celebrated his birthday exactly 10 days ago.
10 days ago.
And your cards are still up.
My cards are still up. Accidentally, I did mean to take them down yesterday.
Mm.
But I feel like even that's a little bit too long.
Well, some people keep them up for about a month.
Yeah.
Or 2 weeks.
A month?
I think so.
Really?
Well, I say birthday month.
Birthday
month. I don't keep them up for that long, so I don't like the clutter, but still.
And we're also talking about this because 98 FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan turned 5 over the long weekend.
5 years old. Can you believe it?
5 and fabulous. So how long do you leave birthday cards up for? Here's Aoife.
Hi guys. So it was my birthday on the 5th. So I have my birthday cards up. It's my mum's birthday today.
Yeah.
So best believe we have no space on the mantelpiece and they'll be there for another week, possibly. March is full of birthdays in our house, so possibly the end of March even.
Leave them all up.
Okay, so Aoife leaves them up for the month.
Okay, Aoife celebrates the birthday month and it doesn't matter if there's another birthday too, everyone's getting involved.
Yeah, fair. Happy birthday, Aoife, and to your mother as well.
Yes.
Here's Kinjal.
I keep my birthday cards up for 3 months because my son gives me and he gives a fantastic cards to me. And after 3 months, they go in my keepsake.
Aww.
So only my son's birthday card stays up for 3 months.
That's really sweet.
Okay, so just for your son.
And then keep them after.
Okay, yeah. Here's Jan.
Morning, guys, and happy birthday to the Big Breakfast.
Aw, thank you.
Every morning here. I keep birthday cards up. The ones for my daughter, because she writes for myself now.
Yeah.
I keep them up, I'd say, easily 6 weeks. And then I put them away.
No, guys, I'm really surprised at this. I honestly
thought I was overdoing it after 10 days.
Yeah, I think I'm overdoing it at 10 days.
Sorry, was there an ice cream truck going on?
There was something going on there, Jan.
Love that, Jan.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the show. We appreciate
it. Thank you. Enjoy your early morning screwball.
enjoy the 99.
I'm really surprised at how long everyone's saying they leave them up
for. Yeah.
Okay, here's Nicole.
I keep mine up for 2 weeks, but I also keep all my cards because I love to have people's messages.
Yeah.
I have a card, I'm 44, and I have a card from my nana and it's when I was 2 years old.
Oh.
And they are very old school.
That's
but
so sweet.
I love keeping my cards in a box in the attic.
Yeah.
That's adorable.
Yeah,
okay,
I've kept some cards over the years, I have to say.
I've kept some cards. Okay, Nicole, Jan, Kinjal, Aoife, thank you so much. You're all getting IMC cinema passes and we want to hear from you. How long do you leave birthday cards up for? Surprisingly long, going by we've heard from.
Maybe you actually leave yours up for longer than the 3 months.
Maybe I'll leave mine up now. Maybe they won't come down.
Oh my God. I would say, Brendan, it's your birthday. You just milk it.
Yeah, milk it.
Milk the celebrations. Did you know that our Brendan was born on the 8th of March?
I was.
10 days ago. Yeah, 10 days
ago. No, but not
ago.
10 days ago.
No,
10 days
a few
ago.
Moons back.
37 years ago, to be exact.
Brendan came into this world and we're chatting this morning about how long you keep your birthday cards up in your gaff because Brendan still has his up in his mantelpiece.
Yeah.
And he's wondering when do you actually take them down.
Yeah, here's Daniel.
I have two beautiful twins and I have their birthday card, which their mother bought me and wrote and helped them scribble on for 2 years. And it cheers me up every time I need a birthday card. So I look at it. It's my little guilty pleasure. Giddy up.
Up for 2 years.
Giddy up.
I'm really surprised. But I thought people would be like,
I think, though, it's when people who have kids.
Kids, it seems.
It's so sentimental to get a card written by, you know,
I don't have
your
any
child.
Kids. I just left mine up.
No, but 2 years. Do you know what I mean? I mean, Brendan, I know you like my birthday cards and all, but you wouldn't be keeping them up for 2 years.
I won't have it up for 2 years.
Not for me.
Here's Sharon.
Good morning, Rebecca and Brendan, and happy belated birthday, Brendan.
Thank you.
I keep my birthday cards up for about a week.
Yeah, okay.
And then I just have to tidy them up. But I do have birthday cards from when I was like 13 years old. I'm a proper hoarder.
Yeah, I think a week probably is, like, if your birthday's on a Friday, they should probably come down the following Friday.
Yeah, or 10 days, I think, is grand. I like to polish.
Mm.
I like to dust.
Yeah.
And dust. And I just end up getting rid of them when I'm dusting. What?
You just clean yourself there, could you?
Dust just comes out.
Trish is in retro.
Hi, I leave my birthday card up for maybe a day at most. That's how you put them up.
Yeah.
I'm just not a card person.
No.
I hate buying them and not too fond to receive them. I'm like, oh, thanks. Just don't like the look of them up in the house.
If anyone's listening and you're friends with Trish,
oh my gosh, Trish,
don't buy Trish a birthday card anymore.
Trish is like, I don't like them.
Yeah, it doesn't like them. I like to find one that's like applicable to the person.
Oh, of course. Brendan, you put a lot of time
I don't
and
like to
in.
Buy a card for the sake of it. I like to get one that means something.
Yes.
It doesn't have to be soppy. It can be funny.
Yes.
So much so that my mom, I bought her a birthday card. She's like, you've bought me the same birthday card for the last 3 years running. And I'm like, well,
it's just
that's
too perfect.
I don't remember that that's the one I got you, but it's obviously
what, is it,
bang on.
Is it too rude to say?
No, it's not. Okay. I can't remember. And Yvonne's in Dunshaughlin.
Usually I leave cards up just for regular birthdays about a week. But if it's an extra special birthday, I have been known to have a birthday month, so I would leave my cards up until the remainder of my birthday month, which is October. Look, it's your birthday special. Make the most of it.
Fair enough.
True.
Drag it out. Make the most of it. Yvonne, Trish, Sharon and Daniel, you're all getting yourselves IMC cinema passes and a happy birthday.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
He's back!
With winning energy?
Fingers crossed.
98FM.
Guys, I actually just took 2 weeks off to go home and practice matchy matchy. I've been sitting at home
Brendan
every morning.
Brendan has been at home practicing and today he's hoping to get back into that booth. We are playing matchy matchy. It's your chance to win stunning prizes. Just 3 words stand between you and these.
Win a Ring doorbell.
Relax for the day in a luxury spa.
Win a €100 voucher for a top Dublin shopping centre.
A toasty maker.
A portable blender.
And put your feet up as we send a cleaner around to your house.
Oh my gosh.
I think Sorry, AI, Rebecca and Brendan are doing their best St. Patrick's Day impressions.
May not be charm, but
there
oh my gosh, what a prize. There, a cleaner to your gaff.
A cleaner to your gaff.
Oh, stunning.
Well, hoping to get our hands on all those prizes is Alison, who's in Swords this morning. You're on 98FM and you're playing Matchy Matchy, Alison.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Oh, we're great. Thanks, Alison. How was your long weekend?
Oh, it was amazing. Thanks. We went out yesterday for a carvery to our locals, so at least I got the day off from cooking.
Lovely. Lovely. What did you get in the carvery?
Oh, you know, a little bit of turkey, a little bit of ham, some stuffing, and loads of gravy.
Loads of gravy, that's key.
Delicious. Yeah, delicious.
Key. It's key.
Alison, have you ever matched three on Matchy Matchy when you're playing along?
No, unfortunately not. But today's going to be the lucky day.
No, it's not unfortunate, Alison, because you're saving it for the moment that matters, which is right now. Who would you like to play Matchy Matchy with this morning, Alison?
We are going to play with Rebecca.
I'm going
excellent
to the booth.
Stuff. Out you guess. Off to the soundproof booths. I'll have to wait a bit longer for my return. Yes? Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Just making sure that she's in the soundproof booth safely. Alison and Swords, are you ready to play Matchy Matchy?
Yes, we're ready.
Okay, your first word is sponge.
Wash.
What do you think?
Sponge.
Your second word is digital.
Watch.
Digital.
And your third word is drop.
What was that? Drop.
Drop. D-R-O-P. Drop.
Oh, what do you think? Water.
Water. Okay.
Can we change digital?
Absolutely, yep.
To clock.
Digital clock. Okay.
Yeah.
So I said sponge, you said wash. I said digital, you said clock.
Yes.
I said drop, you said water.
Yes.
Alison and Swords, are we locking those in?
Absolutely.
Here we go. Let's get Rebecca back into the studio from the soundproof booth.
Da-na-na. Still some shamrocks left up in there.
Oh, is there?
Oh, yeah.
Not the dregs of a shamrock shake lying around, no?
No, just the shamrock.
Just the shamrock. Okay, let's get matching with Alison and Swords this morning. Your first word is sponge.
Bob.
Your second word is digital.
Digital. Digital. Oh my gosh, that is really difficult because I feel like there's words that come before. Digital. What? I'm going to just say sky. I just keep thinking of it that, but I, yeah, okay. That was hard.
And your third word is drop.
Drop. We'll say drop, kick.
Have you managed?
These are hard today.
Have you managed to matchy matchy with Alison in Swords this morning? You haven't.
I'm so sorry.
Guys, I think they were possibly the hardest words we've ever had.
I should have said Dropbox. Did you say Dropbox, Alison? What did you say?
I said drop water. It was really difficult.
Oh, I know what you mean.
Guys, they were really hard words. SpongeBob was a great shout. I couldn't think of anything.
SpongeBob
SquarePants. After Sponge, Alison said wash.
Yeah, I was going to say sponge bath as well. Yeah.
Digital, Alison said, initially said watch and then changed it to clock.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
And drop water. Yeah.
I was going to think of Sky Digital.
Sky Digital, yeah.
Yeah.
I think they were very hard this morning.
The height of glamour back in the day.
Sky Digital.
Were people who had Sky Digital. I didn't. I used to go to my friend's house for my whole childhood and watch America's Next Top Model on Sky Digital.
My Auntie Kate had it and I just thought it was so glamorous.
So glamorous. So glamorous.
Alison, not to be this morning, but thank you for playing Matchy Matchy. We're going to send you a 98FM goodie bag.
Amazing. Thanks.
Cheers, Alison. Have a great day.
Bye.
Cheers. I don't know if it's just because I'm out of the game, but they seemed really difficult.
No, I think that was the hardest game of Matchy Matchy. Yes.
I don't know if I would have said any words.
Maybe tomorrow Brendan can do it. Someone needs to pick Brendan.
Come on,
and
get me back in the booth, guys.
Get him to the booth.
Get up. 98FM Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.